You're listening to the Vibrance Happy Women podcast, episode number 79.
So I would say to anyone that is in a place of feeling disconnected that the opportunity for you is to do things that lift your energy and support you to feel good and really making that your focus.
Welcome to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast, stories of vibrant women living happy lives. And now your host, Jen Ryday.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Vibrant Happy Women. I'm Jen Ryday, and I love that you're listening. I love that you're here, ready to take a little time for yourself. Last week, I spoke with PJ Jonas all about how she's teaching her kids to work, and we had fun working on Labor Day. I have to tell you, some of my kids got poison ivy, and my husband. In fact, every boy in this house has poison ivy right now. Oops. Anyway, keep working. Also, school has probably started for most of you. That means your kids are back in school and you're trying to get a morning routine established. Well, I want to give you a heads up once again that Time Mastery for Women will be opening later this month. This is a complete A to Z system that will help you figure out what's important to you, understand what you want your legacy to be, have a system for every piece of your life so it's easy and efficient, and to overcome those mindset issues, those limiting beliefs that make you think you're not good at organization or that you can't get organized. Sometimes we tend to thwart ourselves when we're trying to establish new habits. And now that school's in session and you're trying to get those routines down, you're going to love everything that Time Mastery for Women has to offer. It will help you get crystal clear on what's important, let go of the inessentials, and finally start spending time doing the things that help you feel the way you want to feel, doing the things that help you have the family you want to have and the life you want to have. So watch for that later this month. Today, I'll be talking with Rachel Pickworth all about the law of attraction. The law of attraction is simply that like attracts like, or that which we focus on increases. This law applies to us, whether you call the power behind that law God or source or the universe. Just know that this episode has so much to offer on teaching you the importance of positive thinking so that you can attract more positivity into your life. Let's go ahead and dive in. Have you ever felt the deep inner calling of your soul to explore a new path, but your fears meant you ignored that voice inside? Rachel Pickworth of Women on Purpose had always tried to deny her yearning to rise up, to honor her truth and express herself authentically, but ultimately the pain of denying her inner truth led to her life and business crashing around her in what she calls a dark night of the soul. Rachel reached a point where she could no longer deny her higher calling and went through a realignment process where she addressed the big questions we often try to avoid, such as, who am I? And what am I here to do? In this episode, Rachel shares her journey, her biggest learnings, including spiritual discoveries and harnessing law of attraction, and how they have changed the course of her life and her work in the world. Rachel, it's my honor to welcome you to Vibrant Happy Women.
Thanks, Jen. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So we always start out with a quote, and I have a feeling you have a powerful one for us.
Oh, I think I do, and it's still really powerful for me, even though it's kind of, you know, I read it 23, 24 years ago when I was reading Marianne Williamson's A Return to Love, and It's a powerful quote. I'm sure you and your listeners have heard it before, but I'll read it out to you. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? And actually, who are you not to be? Who you are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's been a really powerful message for me all my life, to be honest. So, I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. That is a fantastic quote. And we'll have the whole thing on our show notes page because it's so good. So, Rachel, we're already friends and I love Rachel. She's amazing. So, we're getting a hint of who you are, and that is you're spiritual and you're aligned. But let's back up. Tell us about your family and where you're from so we can get the big picture and realize, hey, moms can be aligned too.
Okay, I'm from Melbourne. I'm in my mid-40s. I'm about to turn 45. I'm a mum of three boys aged 5, 9, and 12. And that kind of, you know, juggling mum, the mum who is doing the mum thing and juggling work as well and growing and evolving and changing as we do as women and as we do as mums. And I'm coming to an interesting time because my youngest is full-time at school next year. So, you know, lots of change going on for me. And so that's my picture. That's my picture of where we're at right now.
Okay. Now, take us back in time to your low point, maybe when you weren't so aligned. And what did that look like? How did you make that shift?
Sure. So is it okay if I just kind of give you the backstory of my journey?
Yeah, that would be great.
Personally and with work. Okay, great. So I'm from a family where everyone was in business, all entrepreneurs. And I grew up just expecting I would have my own business. And my mum, who was very entrepreneurial, went off and did some business education with Robert Kiyosaki of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book craze. And he is actually quite a spiritual guy. And along that journey for her, she discovered law of attraction, new age, spirituality, and awakened me to that and sent me off to a number of business courses. This is when I was 16. And
wow.
A whole new world opened up to me. So although I was doing my traditional education at secondary school, I started going off and doing all of these different, interesting, deep dive education experiences around business, but also spirituality. And I was doing hands-on healing training and psychic healing training and rebirthing practitioner training and meditation training. I was doing all of that as well as school and this alternative sort of business education. And what awakened for me when I was staying was this huge question of why am I here? Because I really got an awakening and experience that there's so much more going on than what we see, that our lives are more. We're more, we're energy, we're an experience, an extension of something greater. And I really wanted to unpack that. But what was going on was I was sort of 16, 17, 18. In a world that didn't quite, that doesn't, you know, explore that in conversation and my friendships, I felt really alone in that journey. And what occurred was, you know, this deep yearning to go and do spiritual work in the world. And again, I say that I'm not religious. So it was, you know, making a difference in the world, a yearning to make a difference, a yearning to express myself in a spiritual way and do a business, you know, make a business. And I had lots and lots of business ideas. And when I was 22, I wanted to start a corporate gift and hamper business. But there was something deeper that was a yearning that I wasn't exploring. I wanted to do journalism and then go around the world interviewing spiritual experts and share that with the world. There was this kind of yearning to share, to learn, discover, grow, and then share that experience. But I felt very lost and stuck and confused. And I'll tell you later in the story that I now see the pattern. I saw the pattern later, but back then what happened was I decided not to explore that deep yearning, that pull to do this work in the world. And I started a corporate gift and hamper business to make a difference in corporate. And I started that from Mum's Lounge Room and the business grew very quickly. I took in a business partner. We had retail stores in the city of Melbourne, manufactured product, had a wholesale showroom, and I was working long hours. We had 50 staff at peak times and I was really denying that part of myself that was spiritual and wanted to make that bigger impact in the world. And when I was about 26, 27, I was winning lots of entrepreneurial awards in Australia and I was on front covers of magazines. And what was actually going on inside was I was so desperately unhappy. I wasn't sleeping. I was crying in the shower before I went to work. I was so far off purpose and off track from who I deeply was and the work I felt I was meant to be doing in the world. I was so lost. And eventually, you know, it was very hard for me to get out of bed and I had to turn to my partner one day and say, you know, I need to get out. I'm selling. She wasn't pleased about it, as you can imagine. But, you know, we sold the business and I went through a really difficult year or two after the sale and eventually discovered coaching in 2001, trained in that area. And I've been coaching ever since. The journey, of course, didn't stop there. But what it did was it created a platform for me to make the difference that I want to make. I sit really under an umbrella of purpose where I support people to find clarity of purpose and express their purpose in the world, whether it's in corporate or I have a business, madleaders.com.au, and that's more my corporate arm. And then I have womanonpurpose.com, which is more my giving myself permission to bring all of who I am into my work. And that's still evolving and growing, but it's very exciting, a bit scary, and I'm enjoying it a lot. But when I said before, there was a pattern that was going on. What I eventually realized, Jen, about 5 to 10 years ago, was there was a really strong pattern going on for me in my life. And that was that when I put my true passions and yearnings, and for all of us, they're different, but for me, it was that spiritual woo-woo space. When I put her in a closet, that part of myself in a closet, and it's easy to do because you can feel like a square peg in a round hole in our society. When I would hide her away, I would fall into a void, a spiritual void where I would feel lost, stuck, disconnected, uncertain, frustrated, resentful, angry at myself. I would just fall into this void. Yet when I would let her free and do my spiritual practice and my alignment work, my world would unfold differently. I would have an amazing vibration, point of attraction, manifest amazing opportunities, exciting things. And there was just, I would shift from that void to this kind of knowing, aligned, powerful stance of being able to really dictate, direct, create, deliberately create a life and an experience that felt in deep, pure alignment with the truth, the source of who I am, where I could step powerfully from that energy and do what I feel I'm meant to be doing in the world with courage.
Well, so I love this, and we're going to go way deeper here. So let's paint a picture for the moms out there. Religious or not, spiritual or not, everyone has this point where they feel out of alignment or burned out or at a rock bottom. What advice would you have for someone who's at that place and they don't know anything about alignment or law of attraction or aren't sure about their own spirituality? What advice would you give them?
Let's take the language out of it. Let's remove any conversation around law of attraction, the word spiritual. Let's remove that just for a moment. Mm-hmm. And let's just dive into feeling good.
Yeah.
So I would say to anyone that is in a place of feeling disconnected that the opportunity for you is to do things that lift your energy and support you to feel good and really making that your focus. The choice to feel good. Do I choose to feel good? Yes, I do. And then giving yourself permission, getting out of your own way and allowing yourself to do things that do light you up.
Okay.
And I'm talking simple things. I'm talking things like, you know, with your kids, turn on the music that you all love and dance around the living room. Talking about, you know, whether it's meditation or going for a walk or gardening, if that's what you do, or writing or reading books that light you up and going into bookshops and going to the sections you love and sitting there with a cuppa and just soaking it all up, about really lifting yourself up and giving yourself permission to do that. So if you do start to open your mind to law of attraction and to that spiritual alignment, and I'm going to go woo-woo, so I'm going to warn your audience right now, I'm going there. I'm going woo because in my woman on purpose space and in the work that I do in the world, and when I feel most aligned, this is the conversation that I want to have. Mm-hmm. And that is that in my world, we are all an extension of some form of energy. In my world, my language is source energy. It could be God, spirit. And if you are religious, perfect. Like there's no judgment here around religion. I just know for some people they're uncomfortable with the word God. So it's that we're an extension of this energy. Our default is that we're an extension of this energy. And when we are aligned to this energy, we know we're aligned because we feel good. Your alignment, your level of alignment is a reflection of how you feel. If you feel amazing and awesome, gorgeous, you're in alignment. If you feel unhappy or you're being hard on yourself or you're angry or resentful, you're out of alignment. You know you're out of alignment because you feel negative. So we have this inbuilt guidance system that we can have access to. We have access to. And so when we make our goal to be happy, then we're lifting our energy, our vibration, we're raising our alignment. And then what happens is law of attraction kicks in. Because when you're in alignment, you are tapping into, you're in alignment with this power, this source energy that you have at your fingertips. that then starts to, you become attractive. You're attracting what you want. The universe can deliver. The universe has your back, and things begin to manifest and show up where you have those amazing coincidences where you're almost smiling yourself going, oh my gosh, I just bumped into that person at the coffee shop. What a coincidence. But if you really start to understand this education, that was not a coincidence. And things start to really begin showing up for you, and it begins to be very powerful. And you feel like you're dancing in concert with the source, the truth, the alignment of who you are.
So when we're in alignment and we're connected to this energy, does it work like, you know, how they say, whatever you think will happen? You know, is it that easy?
Well, your thoughts create a feeling and a vibration and an energy. So what you think, what you focus on is critical. So your thoughts do create energy. Your thoughts do then manifest. So I'm going to give you an example when it comes to purpose. One of the things I say for your listeners out there, if any of you are confused about your purpose or feeling stuck, if you're walking around every day saying, I can't find my purpose, I'm stuck, I don't know what I want to do with my life, no matter what I do, I can't get clear. If you're consistently chanting, ranting that same sentence story, your energy and vibration as a result matches that. And so if it's practically impossible for you to find clarity, to have clarity of thought around your purpose, and for your life to unfold, for the energy and things to be attracted towards you, it's virtually impossible if you're in the stance of it that I'm lacking clarity, that I don't know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts are so powerful. We have to speak as if what we want is coming.
Okay.
So we're going into the nitty-gritty around law of attraction here. With law of attraction and with our energy and alignment, it's not about looking at our existing reality of what is around us now, because what we see around us is a reflection of our past vibration. It's a manifestation of our historical thoughts, feelings, vibration. Our point of attraction in this moment is creating our future. So we have to be planting a new story, a seed, a story that is what we choose and what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So every thought, this is what we call deliberate conscious creation, if you're familiar with that language. It's about knowing that what you're saying, thinking, feeling is creating your future reality, and being conscious and deliberate around managing that. That's the work to be done.
Yeah.
In order to create the reality we want, and we need to maintain high vibration and happy vibes in order for that to turn up and show up on our behalf for us.
Let me ask you a practical question. I kind of feel like when I first get in touch with women or they first find the podcast, many of them come from this place of saying things like, oh, my life is so hard. When is summer break going to end? My spouse is kind of a jerk. You know, these phrases, we learn from each other. We repeat, we all think it's okay. But what's that really doing for us in our lives?
Exactly that. Perpetuating the same story. And you and I have talked about this as well, is that we need to change the story. I'm going to give you a really good example of one of my clients, one of my business coaching clients. She's a stepmom, and, you know, that's been a really, really challenging journey for her. She, one of the boys is 17 and one is 19, and the eldest has had to be basically kicked out of home, and then the youngest just coming home and swearing and hating her and her at him and back and forth, back and forth. And it was starting to monopolize our business coaching sessions. It eventually reached a point where I kind of had to call her on it and just said, how can you expect anything different? Because you just keep perpetuating the same story. And so what she did was change the story. She realized that what she was doing, it wasn't about him, wasn't about him at all. He was simply matching her energy and vibration. So what she did was change the story. You know, that this family's easy. The relationship just seems to be getting better and better. The respect in the family is increasing. You know, things just are miraculously shifting. And they did. Within 2 weeks, everything had transformed. And in our last session about 3 weeks ago, I said to her, you know, how's everything going with Ben? And she said, I don't even need to talk about it. It's a non-issue. I mean, this is dramatic change. But she, you know, we've been working together for about 18 months and I worked with her 10 years ago in a corporate setting. And, you know, she gets this stuff and she's owning it. And she's really working on educating herself personally around this, you know, books and listening to podcasts and things. And she just gets it. She just gets it. So that's a really good example as far, you know, from a parenting perspective of how things can really shift and change through your thoughts decisions and your energy and vibration.
Yeah, and that kind of matches with my experience. I didn't know about law of attraction, you know, too many years ago, but I remember having a day when I just said, you know, I'm tired of this story. I'm tired of this miserable place. I'm going to be happy. And it was just kind of a decision that I turned on, but I feel like the energy changed. And then everyone around me, my family, their energy changed as well. And I think if more women realize the power they have over their circumstances just by changing their thoughts and energy,
yes,
like we're talking about.
It's everything.
Yeah, it really is. And even, you know, those who are listening who are religious, who say it's God, yeah, it works with the principle of faith. Those who aren't religious or who are spiritual, I think it all is that same energy, just different words for it. So just putting that out
there.
That's it. Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. This is leading edge education we're talking about here. You know, this is so exciting. I really encourage everyone just to try it, just to really try it. Give yourself 30 days and really change the story that's going on. Catch yourself. And you know when you're saying something that's not true for you or is out of alignment because it doesn't feel good when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time she would talk about the relationship with her stepson, her energy would shift. She'd get angry. Her face would go red. It's like, what more evidence do you need that this isn't a story that is in alignment with the truth of who you are and what you really want?
Yep. Follow those feelings. I agree.
Yes. Yes.
Well, so let's try to nail it down. If we have a 30-day goal to change our stories, what would be the most practical steps to begin that? Do we wake up and recite affirmations? What do we do?
I would say, firstly, to make the decision that you're going to just give up and surrender and get out of your own way and not feel like you have to strive or do or rush or worry or, you know, just let go. Let go of all the, that's not to say you're not going to feed your kids.
Yeah.
Let's let go of that, you know, the tension, the energy, just shift into a surrender mode. One of the most powerful things that happened for me was when I was in that year of, you know, that dark night of the soul. I'd sold the business. I was in bed. I was struggling to get out of bed and I was crying. Mm-hmm. And what do I do? What do I do? And I've got to do something and you know, feeling like a failure. And I just remember opening, there's a book called Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh, a great book series for anyone that's interested. And I remember crying in bed, holding the book and just saying, you know, God, universe, just give me a sign. What is it you want me to do? And I just opened the page and it was just surrender, get out of the way. You don't have to drive. Let me drive, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
You don't have to do this. And that was such a powerful place to get to. And then I just kind of let go and I thought, oh, and I had this inspiration, this thought to get on the computer and go to Google and just type in words that I felt passionate about. And I typed in empowering people and making a difference and all of these words. And I came across a page on coaching. And then that night there happened to be an information session in Melbourne. And the following week I was on the course and it just happened so effortlessly.
Yeah.
I had the money and it happened and then amazing connections. And then I got a call out of the blue from certified, the CPA Women's Network, Certified Practicing Accountants in Melbourne, asking me to come and do a talk. And the talk sold out to 160 people, 180 people. And then they booked another one 2 weeks later. And I had 17 clients immediately out of it. And it just kind of, you know, just this unfolding that all occurred so rapidly. And I didn't do anything. But what I did do was I created the space. I let go. I felt like I don't have to do this. I don't have to drive. It's all just going to work out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the driving, me driving wasn't working,
yeah.
Right? So what was the alternative? And then it became about me giving myself permission to do what feels good. You know, if that means reading my favorite books, if it means going to the coffee shop and listening to great music or journaling or writing, you know, if it means waking up in the morning and, you know, and we get back to your question around 30 days, you know, wake up 15 minutes early and do what feels good. If you don't like meditating, don't do it. But if you do like putting your headphones on and dancing around your bedroom like no one's, and I dare you to do this. I dare you to do this every morning for 30 days. I dare you to put on some music, your favorite music, you know, your hits from the 80s and 90s. If you like, put your headphones on. And my kids do walk in and laugh at me because they find me dancing in silence in the bedroom with my headphones on.
That's so funny.
You know, or I'm singing in the shower, or you know, I sing a song in the mirror that they think is hilarious, where I'm deliberately, and this is conscious, deliberate raising of my vibration. Because if you start your day on a high note, momentum kicks in. If you're getting up in the morning and you're stressing and you're writing a list and you're rushing around, you're at your vibration's low and the momentum kicks in and you attract things to reflect that energy. So give yourself permission to feel great, do what feels great, be prepared to look like a goose doing it, you know, let the ego drop, expect miracles to show up, expect to bump into someone who's going to tell you about a book. And when you get those moments, grab them, right? Yeah. Do things that feel good, eat what feels good, get into bed each night. And you and I have talked about this, you know, light the candle next to the bed. Music, if music works for you. Music is such a powerful vibration. That's why it does help people get into alignment so quickly. And even before our call today, this interview, I had Halo by Beyonce because it's such a spiritual song. I was listening to that song and actually missed your call. I was sitting here and I had tears in my eyes. Just in alignment with, you know, just really powerfully setting my intention around my alignment so that when we get on this call, I'm just kind of flowing, downloading, as opposed to, you know, rewriting a script around what we're going to talk about. I'm just trusting that the flow will come and what we talk about is perfect.
I love that. And trusting that it will flow, that you don't have to strive and hustle and push, but you can surrender and just receive all the good things that are already coming to you. So cool.
And your alignment's the key with that, right? So that the better you feel, the higher the vibration and energy, the more the synchronicities occur and the ideas and the inspiration and the knowing and the clarity occurs. That's where it kind of just all, you know, everything just becomes clear.
Okay. So raise your vibration, everyone out there. Music, dancing, singing, walks, meditation, all those good things. Well, exactly. So Rachel, let's shift. Well, unless you want to share anything else about that. Anything you want to say in summary about, I mean, gosh, you just gave us the most amazing information. I don't know if we need to circle around one more time, but.
The only thing I'd say around that is that because I do sit under the banner of purpose, you know, I did talk about this kind of, you know, yearning, what's my purpose? That being my, you know, my thing, my story around discovering that purpose is not something that you have to hunt down and find under a rock. Purpose is something, and that's why my business is Woman on Purpose. There's a difference between hunting down your purpose and trying to find your purpose versus what I discovered through this alignment work and feeling good is that once you get that alignment right, the purpose becomes clear. You feel like you're living on purpose day to day where life is unfolding in alignment with who you are. And that's such a powerful, you know, that's my, if anything, if I could bottle my learning, my knowledge, and the thing I want, the message I have for across the world is if you can create that alignment, then you find your clarity of purpose and you're on living a life that feels in alignment with the source of who you are, the truth of who you are, and you feel on purpose. But my story is around purpose. Every single one of your listeners has got their own story. What is it that's been their pull, their yearning? For me, it was purpose. For someone else, it could be around, you know, they've always wanted to write a book, but they don't know what they want to write about. Or they've been, you know, what they're really wanting is to find the right guy, the right relationship. Or they want to get their relationship right that they've got and they're thinking, oh, this guy's not right. I'm going to tell you now, if you get your alignment right, you get your alignment, all of those issues that are out there will shift in reflection of your vibration, will change. So yes, my story is about the purpose, but for everybody, this alignment work is so damn powerful, personally, professionally, in relationships, health, fitness, well-being. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that, you know, everyone can sort of see the power of this.
I agree with everything you're saying, Rachel. It's powerful stuff, and I hope everyone will give it a try. 30 days, raise your vibration, and see where it goes. Feel the way you want to feel, right?
That's it. Feel the way you want to feel. That's
it. Yeah. Well, let's shift into talking about some of your favorite things. But first, let's have a word from our sponsor, and then we'll come back and talk about your favorite things. All right, welcome back. Let's talk about your favorite things. What is a habit that has contributed to your success? Now, Rachel, I hope you'll tell us about scripting because I know you do that and we haven't talked about that on the show.
When I get into bed and I have the candle and I have my journal and I write whatever it is that I feel like writing. My journal is not about dear diary, this is what happened today and I've got this problem. And it's not that kind of writing. My writing is around really writing the vision of my future. In whatever area, whether it's around my kids or my business, I write. And as I'm writing, I write what makes me feel incredible. So as I'm writing it, I'm imagining myself there experiencing it. I'm raising my vibration and my point of attraction and putting my focus there so that it can then show up for me, that it can then be created and then unfold. So that's what I mean by the scripting. It's writing the picture of what's coming.
Okay. So can you give us an example? And also I'm curious, is it worded in the present tense?
Yes, it is. So for the house that we're living in, mm-hmm. We had our house on the market and I think we just sold, and I was lying in bed and I close my eyes and I get an experience of what it is that we want for our next home and where I want it. And so on a piece of paper, I drew a map of the four streets that had to be within the house, what it would look like, that it would be low maintenance garden. It would have a spot for the trampoline out the back, that it would be all glass at the back and be floorboards, and that I could see from the kitchen out to the garden area out that it was a double garage, that would have a bedroom for all the kids, and that I would have a big wardrobe that would have heaps of storage and space. And as I wrote it, I just experienced walking through there, walking in and gasping at, oh, this is perfect. And, oh, I love it. And, oh, I can just see us living here. And like, I would just create the experience for myself and then put it on paper. And even if you don't write it down, but you're creating the experience of it. And then I would set my intention. I would write, so be it. Mm. Bring it to me, and getting into a shift of commanding the energy. And this could be uncomfortable for some of your listeners, because there can be this kind of thing of we're asking, we're praying, please give it to us. And particularly if you read the Conversations with God books, it's about that this energy is here at our service, and that we can command the energy. We're deliberate creators and we can command it. And it's bring it now, bring it to me. And if not even now, bring it to me in the perfect timing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and the more we do that, the more we put our energy in the experience we're wanting to attract, the energy has to deliver. The universe has to deliver a vibrational match to our energy.
So you thought about that house. You experienced it kind of spiritually.
Yes.
First. What happened?
And we got it. I'm sitting in the office at the front right now. You know, it had to have an office at the front so that it wasn't in the middle of the house. Our house is, you know, it's really funny. When I was writing it and my son came into the bedroom and he said, what are you doing? And I'm writing about the house that we're manifesting. And he said, oh, can I read it? And he read it. And he said, at the time, I think he was about 9 or 10. And he said, hang on, you've got an ensuite. I want an ensuite too. And I said, oh, Leo, you know, it's very unlikely that your bedroom will have an ensuite. I had a giggle to myself. And then I thought, you know what? Why not? Anyway, so when we found the house and we were walking through, and he walked into the bigger of the kids' bedrooms and said, oh, Mum, it's got an ensuite. It hasn't got a shower. It's got a toilet. And he walked in and said, Mum, I've got my own bathroom. I was like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
And I just – and what's so powerful about this from a law of attraction manifestation perspective is that when these things occur, there is so much power in the conscious recognition that this was delivered, that I manifested and created this. You know, there's so much power in acknowledging how powerful we are as creators, because it just creates, it cements even more that I am a deliberate, powerful creator and I can create anything I choose.
I could totally geek out on this for sure. I'm biting my tongue, but well, tell us a favorite easy meal and your favorite kitchen gadget.
Okay, my favorite kitchen gadget is my husband on the barbecue.
Yeah.
Because I'm not much of a cook. I really do not like spending time in the kitchen. So I know it's a tongue-in-cheek, but hubby on the barbecue, he's mm-hmm. happy there and I'm happy. And my favorite easy meal would be, again, him on the barbecue, or a stir-fry, or, you know, stir-fry or something really easy. Mm-hmm. Last week, we do quite a lot of Mexican tacos. And last week, the kids raved about baked potato night. You know,
I just had
all the veggies and things, the potatoes in the oven for an hour. That was a very easy night. Healthy, but, you know, very basic, but easy.
Yeah. Yum. You're giving me ideas. I think I have to try that one. Well, what's your favorite book?
My favorite book, I've just got so many, but at the moment, my favorite book is Ask and It Is Given by Esther Hicks. And that's a Law of Attraction 101 book.
Okay.
And I love it. Yeah. Okay. Yep. That's the one beside the bed.
And what's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice, I'm going to say, answer it another way. The best example has been my mum. She's given me lots of sage advice over the years, but she was so inspiring to decide to leave my dad in her 20s and really walk out with very little, and to then go out and start a business and then move to Melbourne on her own with my sister and me, and then set up a wholesale fashion business. You know, little, she was a girl off the land and on a farm, and started a wholesale fashion business, became very successful, put us through private school here in Melbourne, and bought a house. And she was a businesswoman. She was gutsy.
Gutsy, yeah.
She was spiritual. She was open-minded. She was probably a bit liberal with us, a bit too liberal, but really supported us to be our own women. Mm-hmm. And that was very in a positive way. On the other hand, she was addicted to work. She was so busy, so stressed. She'd never stop. Her father, when she was a child, called her lazy if she ever stopped. So she just had this ingrained kind of got to keep going, got to keep going.
Yeah.
She had cancer 4 times.
Ooh.
She healed herself the first time naturally with, you know, healthy food and meditation and cleansing. And so that was very powerful. That was pivotal for me. That was when I was 20. And then she eventually died 3 years ago. And it's really, you know, as far as advice or an example, it's really demonstrated to me how important it is to look after ourselves, self-care, self-love, slow down. Busy's not a badge of honor. You know, I think a lot of women think looking busy, being busy is our self-worth, and it's just not. That's been huge for me.
Yeah. You know, so true.
So it's not so much advice, but definitely an example, you know, of what to do and what not to do to be a success in the true sense of the word.
Yes. I love that. Busy's not a badge of honor.
No.
We all need the badge to be feeling good. Feeling good is that badge of honor.
Yeah, and self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's have your personal happiness formula of 3 to 5 things that maximize your happiness.
Oh, sleep 8 hours plus, you know, that fundamental foundation stuff, eat well, sleep well, drink water, doing my alignment work, my morning practice, my evening practice, even if it's 5 minutes morning and night. It would be getting out of my own way, really liberating myself, being patient with myself, self-love, and being really true to myself and, you know, being prepared to go my own way and not trim my wings to fit into what our world thinks is normal.
I love that. Your own voice. Woman on purpose.
Yeah.
You're living it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'll remind our listeners real quick that you can find links to everything Rachel talked about, all those books, all her advice, on our show notes page at jenriday.com/79. And now, Rachel, let's have a challenge from you to our listeners, and then remind us where we can find you and we'll say goodbye.
So my challenge would be to give yourself 1 month to put yourself first, to really put yourself first and your needs first, an oxygen mask to you first, to really look at what makes me happy. And to do it, and to do lots of it. Don't do that self-sacrificing, I'm going to put everyone else first and me last. To get out of your own way, to be happy regardless of your circumstances. So really plant that energy of I'm happy and watch what unfolds. The morning, evening practice, focus on high vibes and see what happens. That's the challenge I put out there.
Okay, we can do that. Morning and evening practice, you just do 5 minutes sometimes even. We can all do that.
Yes.
Okay. Good advice.
Exactly.
And we can find you at womanonpurpose.com and Facebook, Instagram. Do we look for Woman on Purpose?
I'm a big Instagram poster. So my Facebook page, I don't post on there very often, but my Instagram is womanonpurpose.rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. And I've got about 13,000 people following me over there, and that's where I post the most.
13,000. Wow. Okay, Rachel, like I said at the beginning, this has been an honor. Thank you so much for giving us so much food for thought.
Thank you, Jen. It's been my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Rachel as much as I did. She is amazing. I'll be back on Thursday with a happy bit. And of course, we'll be back in a week with a full episode, an interview with Laura Doyle. Laura used to have a really horrible marriage, but she figured out the exact thing I figured out in my marriage to make things so much better. And I'm going to leave you there with that teaser. I will see you next time. And until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenrideay.com.